Yes.
In the lecture, the professor talks about two ways animals may use to maintain group unity. There are two key points. The first key point is using what is called the threatening display behavior. Take baboons, for example. When two baboons find some fruit, and both of them wanted to eat them, and one of the baboons may stare at the other baboon and make some threatening noise. And after receiving the signal, the other baboon will leave the fruit and to prevent a fight. Thus, the group unity is remained. And the second key point is through use of friendly display behavior. And still back to the baboon example, if two baboons do get into a physical fight, but afterward they would get close to each other and even hug each other, which means that they are not angry anymore. They can still be friends. Thus, the unity is still being preserved.